K9JDP.
Well, good morning,
Jim. How are you doing today? I haven't heard you in an eon. Hey, in 0TR.
K9JDP.
Hi, Jim. You need to turn your volume up on your radio, I think.
I was a little off frequency. Is that a bit better?
Aye, aye, Captain. You're right on the button now. Nice to hear you, Jim. I haven't heard you in an eon.
Roger, roger. You're still fighting this Parkinson, but we're doing all right. How you doing?
Good. Got the regular old aches and pains and pills and bills, you know, at our age. And I worked a gentleman the other night. Oh, it's been a couple of months ago. And he was really good CW operator. I can't remember where it was at. Way up north. And he had stage 4 Parkinson's. And by golly, he never missed hardly a beat, Jim.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm taking on a CW now. Long Island CW. I just started.
It's the best there is. It's the best mode there is. And I love it.
Well, that...
Do, oh, a couple hours every night, not steady or anything, just seeing what's on, oh, you know, like QRZ and the different ones, and about the best one I work lately was Madagascar.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I hit the button on my mic again, it changed frequency on me. I can't use this new radio.
This is N0TR with K9JDP. Yeah, what kind of radio did you get, Jim?
It's a 9700 ICOM. I just put it in.
I'm not that familiar with the ICOMs. I got a couple at home, the mobiles. I'm on a Yaesu now. Is that a combination one where you can do everything?
Oh, roger. Yeah, I set it up so I could do... I put me a 6 meter and a 2 meter beam over here at the shop, so hopefully down the road we'll get hooked up so I can do FT8 and everything on it too. Satellite.
In the digital mode, the satellite sounds interesting, Jim. Well, what kind of a key have you got to learn CW on?
I'm running CW on my ICOM. Right here,
7610. Panels or a straight key or what?
A straight key.
Throw it away and buy you a Bencher paddle to start out with. I never could master the straight key. It's so difficult. And if you get used to a paddle, you'll just love it. And you can set the speed on the paddle to whatever you want. Now, that's my personal opinion. And there might be other people with a different opinion. But you can do so much better and learn so much faster with the paddle, in my opinion, Jim. But a little bit of a click there. But
Long Island CW does straight key on everybody starting off, and then they let you move into what you want to learn on.
And I don't believe it. I've worked some people that do fairly well on them, but I went to the Bencher, and then I went to key paddles from England, and now I have one N3 set in. And it's the most beautiful key I ever had, and it's on a big piece of bronze, and I just love it. You don't need to go out and buy a Bengali or something like that. Just a little over $100, you can buy a Bencher, or at least wise you used to could.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I got this one, and like I say, I got about $40 in it, so. I'll start off with it, and then we'll move up.
Each his own, but you'll get discouraged with that and quit. I've seen it happen too often. But I'm kind of set in my ways too, Jim. Well, how's the wife and everybody doing down there?
Yeah, everybody's doing good. How's the missus up there doing?
Jim, I'm doing just fine.
Hey, darling, how are you doing? You still cooking?
I am, yes.
Bernice is still at it, Jim.
All right, that's a good deal. We gotta keep her doing her thing.
Best pecans we ever ate in our life that you had years ago, Jim. I still appreciate that. It's just hard to find them that are good.
Right. Yeah, we haven't had pecans for about 2 years. I'm fertilizing this year. I'm hoping we'll have some this year. If we do, I'll get you some. Canine JDP 2N0T. I bet you, Tom.
Yeah, they're funny about that. They don't bear every year necessarily. Unfortunately, my good friend that had a pecan farm up in Kansas, out by the Neosho River, passed away. And boy, he had quite an operation. He had a tree shaker and the whole nine yards. And he grafted new kinds of pecans. And he had some really good ones. They have some good pecan farms up there in Kansas, in southeast Kansas.
Yeah, we've actually had to buy some pecans the last couple of years. I always do fruit cakes at Christmas, and I've had to actually buy a few pecans. We've actually bought some at Costco's, and that's about the cheapest place we've been able to find them.
Exactly where Bernice did some, Jim, is at Costco's. And they're pretty nice pecans. I never seen any as big and nice as what you had. It's the N0TR.
Roger. Yeah, I've got a few still in. We're kind of working our way through, but yeah, about 3-4 years ago, that was the best crop we ever had. I had probably 200 pounds of me in that year.
They were delicious. And I think about you every Wednesday when that generator starts out there and exercises. Best thing we ever done, I think, as far as additions to the house, and it's still going great, and I do the maintenance on it, and really an excellent job there.
Roger. Yeah, I actually put me a generator in here at the house too, Tom. Jamie and his boys come out, and Danny installed it for me, but I love it. It's great. It's been on, I think this year I've had it 2 times I've been without power. That we've actually had to use it.
You don't use much power, Jim. Much propane, because that's dependent on how much load you put on them as to how much it's sucking, you know. And they're just a fine piece of machinery. Should last forever, to be honest with you. We've not been out of power this year. Used to be, it was quite frequent, and it ran quite often in the winter times, but they've got a different substation set up with the switching now, I think, because they built these new additions up here. But we're down at the end of the line from the substation over there by Vaughn's Packing Company on Highway 14, and actually it comes down to the bottom of that hill, and that's the end of it in that direction. So the new addition's on a totally different substation. I think that's why they built that substation, Jim.
Roger, K9JDP with the N0TR. I actually had power go out one night, Tom. My wife woke me up and she said, Jim, the generator's running. She says, but everybody else's lights is on. What's going on? And I actually called power out to the company. And I actually had a meter that went bad and my generator went on. And they came and replaced it the next morning about 4 o'clock. A guy from DuPont, well, actually from Pike, came out and replaced the meter, and that was it.
Heard of that one. Well, back when I was able, before this one was installed years ago, I put one in, a 16 kW for my brother-in-law. And the only thing that ever went wrong with it is it had a ice cube relay go out on it, Jim. and that was the only fault it ever had. And there was a car come down the road. They lived about 20 miles out in the middle of nowhere. And a car come down, hit a telephone pole, and killed the driver and took out the electricity. And then several times in bad weather, they had it work. And they're really worthwhile. They didn't arm a leg for them anymore, but really the 21 or 22 kilowatts I think they make now, still only about $6,000, whereas back when I got mine, it was only about $4,000.
Roger. Yeah, I got gas as heat, so I actually put in a 14 kW, and it runs the whole house, Tom.
Good. That 16, when I put it in, we ran the propane and everything to it. It said it would actually start 2 4-ton HVAC units. And that's one heck of a load, especially if they'd start simultaneously. They had one at each end of the house, and they just never had a bit of problem with it. Now, the one we got, of course, was 21 kilowatts, but they are a dream machine.
Roger, roger. Yeah, they've got them now, and this thing does shed the load and everything. K9JDP back to N0TR.
Yes, one of the things back when we used to have Carolina Heating come out, they had one real good technician, and I knew this because I got an HVAC license years ago, and I was talking to Sean, and he said, well, when they hooked this up, Tom, they really didn't do it quite right because it's got shedding on it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if you'd lose the compressor on the heat pump, he says, you would also lose your heat strips, your emergency heat. And I said, can you fix that? He said, absolutely. He went in there and changed like two control wires, was all that had to be changed. And that way, if you'd lose the heat pump, you'd still have your emergency heat available in the wintertime. And I thought, oh, I want to keep that feature.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, we actually have, you know, gas for the dryer, gas for hot water, gas for the furnace. I have a dual fuel system. Mine is heat pump till it gets below 40 degrees, and at below 40 degrees, it kicks up as natural gas. And I love it. It's been great. N0TRK9JDP back to you.
It's N0TR. Who makes that, Jim? I was thinking about that very thing this morning, ironically, because we have propane. And I had a friend back in Kansas that was an HVAC guy, and he put that into his house back up. Yeah, who makes it?
Roger, yeah, I replaced a, I had a gas furnace, and when I replaced it, I said, you know, I said, I could probably save myself a lot of money if I went. Most of our temperatures are so that, you know, heat pump really works pretty efficiently. So we just, Jamie and the guys over at Waldrop changed it over for me. Me and Jamie changed it out. We put us a train, dual fuel, and at 40 degrees and above it runs on heat pump, and then below 40 degrees it runs in natural gas, and it's been a great unit.
What I want, and our heat pump's about 15 years old now, and so I will be talking to Jamie about that whenever. It's all the pressures and everything are still good on it. The young man that checked it here last year, and I think it's because we'd had the evaporator change and the thermostatic expansion valve change while it was still on warranty. And it was just barely on warranty, on that 10-year warranty. And we've never had a bit of problem with it. That's exactly what I want, is a train. And I would have nothing else, honestly. And there are some other good ones out there, don't get me wrong, but I like that train.
Roger. Well, Jamie and his boys over at Waldrop now have their own brand. And I've actually had some pretty good experience with those. Those have been real good units. They're actually made in the United States. They're made down in the little part of the state, I believe, is where he gets them from.
They were American Standard, and I really didn't want to go to that. I'd rather have the train. But from all I've read, that American Standard is a good machine.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I had trained down at the beach, Tom, and those units down there last 21 years. They were great units. I put Seacoast units on them. They helped the seawater atmosphere and everything, and they just, everybody else was replacing their units at about 10 and 12 years. 21 years on those things. K9JDP back to you.
They've come out, this is NGRLTR, they come out with some new laws this year, and the SEER level, I think, is going to be 16.8 or something up there. Ours is 13 SEER. So, of course, I'd want to go, well, you wouldn't have any choice. You can't buy the other ones anymore, I'm sure. But, and I'm thinking of a new gas, and I still want a train, that's for sure. And the only thing I ever had with Waldrop was they put in a toilet stool for us, and in about 2 months I had to throw it away. It just didn't work. It was a Gerber, and then they charged me $600 for it, and I was a little ticked off about that, but they always taught us in refrigeration school, you buy something for $100, you got to charge $300 or you're not going to stay in business. So I got to thinking about that, and I understood, but I bought a new one for $179, put it that way.
Roger, roger, I understand. Well, like I say, you know, sometimes you just got to holler back at them, tell them what's going on. I said, you can't fix it if you don't tell them what's going on. Hey, Tom, let me get out of here. Bill's coming over. We're going to work on a new antenna today, so it's supposed to be about 70 degrees. I got a K9AY receive antenna that I put up, and we're going to try to make sure it's talking or listening like it's supposed to. I'm going to use it on 160 and see if I can get me some low-band countries in on my radio here. So you take care. Tell everybody we said, hey, y'all take care. Oh, by the way, I did join the Greer Club, too, so maybe I'll see you. I know you're a member up there, and you have been at the last couple of meetings, but I've been going for the last two. Bill and I are planning on being there next Monday, the 11th, I think, is the next meeting, so I hope I'll see you then. N0K9JDP, we're clear with you on your final.
It's great to hear you anytime. And did you say Bill's coming over before IQ?
Roger, roger. N0.
N0. Bill's coming over, I'll tell you that. And you know what? N0.
Roger, Tom, you're breaking up on me, so I couldn't get all of that, yeah. N4IQ is the guy that's come up, Bill. N4IQ has come over this morning. Roger, I got a little bit of that. You're still mucking down the hole there. You take care. Y'all have a great day. K9JDP, be clear with N0TR.